And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay, and how about an insect that jumps around in dry grass? It can jump really far.
Crows?
This one's a smaller insect, and it can fly too.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, okay. And what do you call an old dilapidated house that some people might say spirits live in?
Well, we call them old life houses.
Well, if it's just an old house that somebody used to live in, but nobody lives in anymore, and it's sort of run down, and people might say that ghosts or something live in it. Is there a name for that kind of a house?
No, ma'am, the only I know of is just old outhouse.
Okay, would you ever, do people call it a ghost house, or a haunted house, or a haunted house?
Yes, indeed. I can't name them all of that, but of course I've never been able to see a hand.
Okay. Do you have a name for something like, say, a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Yes, ma'am. I call it, let's see. I don't really know no other name of a black cat. I'm talking about a black cat's bones. Of course, I don't know and take that and do trickies with it. Take him and bore them all to pieces and get that bone. There's a certain bone in there that you get. You'll be lucky.
Really? Oh, I never heard that. Huh. Well, if something is supposed to bring bad luck, would you ever call it a jinx or a hoodoo?
Jinx, yes.
Okay. How about if there's a person that people think brings bad luck? Is there a name for that kind of a person?
Call them hoodoodles down here.
Oh, really?
Yes. Root workers.
They go out and gather up herbs and roots and stuff? And
yes.
What do they do with it?
Oh, they, like if you dislike somebody, they take some old roots and get them and they get them some way or another, they slip them through, slip them, trying to get you, get them in you.
Like make a tea or something and make you drink it?
Yes, ma'am. Some of them are smart enough to get the dust out of them and go sew it for you to walk on.
Huh.
Yeah, all them kind down here. But of course, I ain't scared of none of them. I'm telling you, just keep it out of me. I'm all right.
Yeah, I think you have to believe in it before it'll do you any harm.
Yeah. Get out of there, I ain't scared of it.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Gideon.
Okay. And what do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
Okay. And what is the box that the body is put into?
Casket.
Okay. Did you ever used to call it something different?
Coffin.
Was that the word when you were a child?
We call it coffin back there. Now they call them caskets.
Is there any difference in the shape between a casket and a coffin?
Well, a little. Little. Back. We back down, that's all they could make, coffins. And now they're altogether different in shapes.
Somebody was telling me that the coffins were shaped like this so that you had elbow room. Is that right.
Have shaped that way.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Okay. And what is the place where the dead people are buried?
Graveyard.
Okay. And what do you call a flowing river that's like a river, or excuse me, flowing water that's smaller than a river but just looks like a river?
Canal.
Okay. Do you have any other words too?
Lake.